بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 2nd of May in the year 2018 and alhamdulillah spent the session last night taking a glimpse into the awesome birth of our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a few reports with regards to his unparalleled youth. So now with regards to the messenger himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our loving and exalted Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes the son as follows in Surah Al-Naba, Surah 78 verse 13. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Sirajan wa haja, a lamp emitting immense light and heat. Sirajan wa haja, a lamp emitting immense light and heat. So what does wahaj mean? Wahaj wahaj literally means something that gives both light and heat in Arabic. So something gives only light is not wahaj. It gives light and heat. Wahaj in the verse, because the Quran says sirajan wahaja. Wahaj is the exaggerative form. It is used for that which emits a lot of light and heat, such as the sun, which no one can directly look at or stand directly beneath for long. So have you understood this? So wahaj means something that gives light and heat. Wahaj means a lot of light and heat. But when describing his beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah the Almighty and Glorious describes him thus in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah 33, verse 46. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Sirajam munira, a sun emitting a soothing, most beneficial, guiding light. Sirajam munira, a sun or a lamp emitting a soothing, most beneficial, guiding light. Now what does siraj mean? Siraj has two meanings. Namely, lamp, candle or sun. Siraj has two meanings. Namely, lamp, candle or sun. So if you hear the word in Arabic, siraj, it means it's a lantern, a candle, or it could refer to the sun. But here, when describing his beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it refers to the sun, not a lantern. Because in another place of the glorious Quran, it mentions, in Surah Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Surah 71 verse 16, وَذِبَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made the moon a noor therein. And he made the sun siraj. And in another place, our loving Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Furqan, Surah 25, verse 61. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, placed a siraj and a munir moon. So let's explain this. So two words are used for the sun. Siraj and wahaja. Siraj means a lamp or a candle, something that gives light and heat. Wahaja is meaning light and heat, something that gives light and heat. When the Prophet is described in the Quran, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's described as siraj. So what does siraj mean? It means a candle, a lantern, or the sun. So which is the one Allah Ta'ala is referring to when he's saying siraj munir about his beloved? He's describing the sun. It's not a candle, it's not a lantern. So how do we know that he's using that word for his beloved? Siraj meaning the sun. Because in two places, Allah Ta'ala calls the sun siraj. For instance, in Surah Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, He mentions Surah 71, verse 16. وَجَعَلَ الْقَبْرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. He clearly mentions that he made the sun siraj. And even more explicitly, Surah 25, verse 61, he doesn't even mention sun. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. And he placed a siraj and a moon giving munir. So note, siraj refers to the sun. So what is a good translation then of the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sirajan munira? A translation would go like this. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a sun emitting a soothing, most beneficial, guiding light. Why? Because the wahaj is not part of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The heat. The moon, the description of the moon, وَقَمَرًا munira. If you were to describe the light of the moon, munir means something soothing. Nobody starts looking at the moonlight and he gets dazzled. In fact, he loves the moonlight. He actually gets a very nice, you can actually see into the distance. It's nothing but goodness. So Allah the Almighty and Glorious calls the Prophet a sun. But then he says, munira. Meaning, unlike the sun, there is no harm in my beloved. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, the translation is a sun emitting a soothing, most beneficial guiding light. Mufti Muhammad Khan Qadri elucidated in his commentary of Sheikh Ahmad Rida Khan, Rahmatullah Alayhi's Mustafa, the Paragon of Mercy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, page 15 of the English translation. Just as the physical world requires a physical sun, thus the spiritual realm needs a spiritual sun for its survival. To fulfill this need, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a physical sun for the earth, He subhanahu wa ta'ala also created a spiritual sun in the form of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to spiritually enlighten all parts of the universe. Whilst the physical sun only lights up the body, the spiritual sun also enlightens the soul. So look how beautiful. Why has Allah the Almighty and Glorious called him a sun? Siraj. So you have to look at the sun. Somebody goes, can we live without the sun? No. People worship the sun for that reason. They go, look, without the sun, we'll be dead. Everything grows, this, that, and the other. We are totally dependent upon the sun for life. Correct. But Allah created the sun. But nevertheless, he's made it such that without the sun, you would be dead. And even the atheists say, when the sun dies, the world dies. Meaning, we are so inextricably linked to the sun. The Shaykh said, Shaykh Ahmad Raza Khan, Shaykh Mufti Muhammad Khan Khadi, and many others, rahimahumullah, they said the spiritual sun for the soul is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, your soul will die. It has to be linked to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person goes, no, it's like saying, I can live without the sun. And it's absolute foolishness. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala says, he is Siraj sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he's unlike the physical sun. Because the physical sun causes cancer, skin cancer, radiation, solar flare. But Allah Ta'ala quickly describes this sun, his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as munir, meaning nothing but goodness. So note, when Allah Ta'ala is describing his beloved in the Quran, it's actually not easy to describe or translate this. But again, showing his status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consider also the words of Mufti Muhammad Khan Qadi, where he elucidated in his commentary of Shaykh Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Paragon of Mercy, page 128 of the English translation. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many blessings, He never used the term favor to describe any of them. So stop in the quote. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If you try to count the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can never enumerate them. So he mentions that clearly twice in the Quran. But, look how amazing. He's never used the term favor for any blessing. So the word favor, he's never used for any blessing. However, he subhanahu wa ta'ala only used the term favor for the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where? In Surah Ali Imran, Surah 3, verse 164. Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did confer a great favor on the believers when he sent amongst them a messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So stop in the quote. So what is the Shaykh mentioning here? He goes, think of any blessings. Here, Allah has not said this is a favor. This is my favor to you. He calls it a blessing. Eyesight, blessing. Sun, blessing. Anything else is a blessing. But he's described one blessing and only one blessing as a favor. Think about that. Which blessing? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did confer a great favor on the believers when he sent amongst them a messenger. Then the Shaykh continued. The companions, unlike us, the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they truly recognized this favor. They fulfilled its due. Indeed, they deemed everything a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Where's the proof? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Sahih Bukhari, in the chapter on the Maghazi, whenever the Holy Prophet bestowed anything on them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would they say? They would humbly say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have indeed favored us. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have indeed favored us. Hence, it is a primary obligation of this Ummah to believe the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the Sahaba. This shows that they are on another pedestal. We've heard that report, I've heard it many times. Whenever they were given anything by the Prophet, it goes, Allah ta'ala and His Messenger's favor on us is immense. Why did they say favor? They could have said blessing. Because they knew what Allah Ta'ala was saying in the Quran. He goes, you are something special, Ya Rasulullah. Allah Ta'ala hasn't even described you as a blessing. He goes, you are a favor. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in Hakim and his Mustadrak, Sahih, Zahabi, Sahih, I am a generous gift to you all. Imagine, the Prophet goes, I am a gift. Allah Ta'ala says, he's a favor. Why? Because of his supreme status. And the Sahaba look at their humility in front of the Prophet. If the Prophet gave them a miswak, because Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger have favored us immensely. They would use the word favor. Why? Because they understood that Allah Ta'ala is teaching Muslims that you must acknowledge that He is the greatest blessing I have given you. And yet, people don't even know this about the Prophet. You ask Muslims, which blessing is Allah Ta'ala called a favor in the Quran? Nothing else. And they look at you thinking, what sort of a question is that with them? All blessings are blessings, yes. But which one is a favor? Allah has described it with something, a special quality. The Holy Prophet, Surah 3, verse 164. Consider also the beautiful words, the choicest words, the noble companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would use when describing the unique beauty of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they described him, they would use words that baffle you. Example. In Bayhaqi, in his Dala'il Nubu'ah, Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhu said, his blessed hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would kiss his blessed shoulders. His blessed hair would kiss his blessed shoulders. Abu Ishaq would add, Bara would never mention this without smiling. So somebody goes to you, you ask brother, can you describe the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And they always say this, it reached the shoulders. And you go to that person, is that how the Prophet, Sahaba described it? Because we learned it from them. But the words that you've chose to describe the hair of the Prophet, is that how they described it? Look, even in the English, his blessed hair would kiss his blessed shoulders. Meaning, whenever they talked about the Prophet, they would try their utmost to honor anything about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he would narrate it, he'd smile. Imagine. Because he'd always smile when he narrated this hadith. Indeed, when his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessed and beautiful curls would cover his ears, it would be a wonderful sight. With his hair so intensely black and his ears so shining white, in Ibn Asakir, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha said, his blessed ears would appear from under his curls like two shining stars appearing from out of the dark. So how's our mother describing his ears? Lawidu. He had fair ears. His blessed ears would appear from under his curls like two shining stars appearing from out of the dark. So what are the companions teaching you? They're teaching you Iman. They're teaching you veneration. They're teaching you the Quran. Now, forget about this going out of the way. People don't even say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Holy Prophet, you know, he had hair to his shoulders. You go, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And go, yeah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even worse, take his name. Because Muhammad had long hair. Which Muhammad? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, obviously, not the Prophet. Why do you take his name? Because that's his name. And they don't realize they're going against the sunnah of the companions. They're going against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by talking like this. Why? Because Allah ta'ala honors those who honor his beloved. And he will dishonor those who dishonor him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another example. In Ibn Asakir, Hafiz Muhammad ibn Yusuf ibn Salihi al-Shami, who died 942 AH, in his Subul al-Huda wal-Rashad, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu said, once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his kindness, allowed me to ride behind him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I bit on the seal with my mouth. Subhanallah, it was bursting with musk. But let's look at this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's on his beast of burden. And look how Jabir is describing it. He goes, through his kindness, he allowed me to ride behind him. Through his kindness. Meaning, he was so humble, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Jabir radiallahu anhu sat behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as is known to anybody who knows anything about our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a seal between his shoulders, the seal of Nabuwat. Jabir did something very strange. He bit it. Think about that. So somebody goes, well, that's a bit disrespectful, isn't it? Why would he bite the seal? The answer is, he put his mouth on it. In other words, he wanted to see. Obviously, everything about our beloved is amazing. When he put his mouth on it, maybe to get further blessings, he goes, Subhanallah, it was bursting with musk. When you open a kind of a box with musk and it absolutely blasts you, because it was more powerful than that. Because that was what was coming out of the seal of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Consider also Ma'bad's description, radiyallahu, in Tabarani in his Kabir, number 3605, or 4-48 to 50, Al-Bidayah 3-458. She, radiyallahu, has said, his speech, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was well formed and distinct, just like sliding beads on a rosary. He was a gifted orator whose words were neither too few nor too many. He had the most commanding voice when he spoke, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you looked at him from a distance, he was the most attractive of all people. And when you moved closer to him, he commanded your respect and devotion. Indeed, subhanallah, you would never get tired of looking at him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who is this? Ma'bad radiyallahu. She was the one who met the Prophet on the journey of the Hijrah with Abu Bakr radiyallahu. And what was the first thing she said? She could have said his speech was beautiful. But look how they're describing his speech, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His speech was well formed and distinct, just like sliding beads on a rosary. So when you get a tasbih, the bead just drops perfectly. Because that's how he spoke. Absolute perfection, the way he spoke. But note again, how they're speaking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi. Didn't say he had very nice speech, very concise. They're giving you this beautiful image. His hair kissed his shoulders. right? His ears were like shining stars under the darkness of the night of his hair. Now describing his speech, but they're using again these beautiful examples. Then she said, radiyallahu, he goes, he was a gifted orator. He goes, he neither spoke too little or too much. He had the most commanding voice. Then she said, so this is a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from a distance he was the most handsome. Now what's miraculous about that? From a distance, everybody looks the same. If you see a crowd walking in the distance, you don't start saying, oh, he's handsome and he's... The Prophet was the most handsome even from a distance. Because who's that shining person? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then she said, when you got closer to him, you automatically lowered yourself to him, thinking this is a man who deserves to be honored. Then she said, you couldn't get enough looking at him. Because there's something about his countenance. Because you looked at him, because you couldn't take your eyes off him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does that tell you? Everything about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unique. Everything. Right? Yesterday we talked about his birth. Amazing. Then we talked a little bit about his youth. Amazing. Now we're talking about the people who are witnessing him. And how Allah Ta'ala has described him in the Quran. And if you look at everything, you realize that he truly was the most beloved of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's exactly what he said. He goes, I am the Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I say this without boast. This is in Tirmidhi, authentic. I am the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he goes, I'm not boasting, meaning I have to tell you this. Because they were talking about the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. But how tragic that people, Muslims, from his ummah, don't give him this honor and love and veneration. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all I mentioned today was basically a few things now from the glorious Quran and also from the companions radiyallahu anhum with regards to his blessed physical description. And note the choicest words they would use when describing our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are there any questions let us ask? سبحان ربي الحمد لله سبحان الله اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وارجو الله منك المغفره سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر ان الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وواصلوا بالحق وصدق الله العظيم